Greetings in the precious name of our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Brian Naidoo of WordWorks. I trust and pray that you've had a great day thus far in the blessings of God that are new every morning, and great is His faithfulness, remains your portion and your strength. Life is made up of choices, and so I want to share a message today as we come to the latter part of the year and towards the last quarter of the year. I'm not sure what you're going through. I'm not sure where your life is. I'm not sure what you're in, what you need to get out of, exactly what it is. But life is made up of choices. Ones you make, do they glorify God or do they horrify Him in some way? So there's that sermon title, Choices, Glorify God or Horrify Him. And some are trivial. In Micah chapter 6 and verse 8, and I will use Ecclesiastes 12 in some ways, two of my base texts, to share a message tonight. So like I said, some are trivial, those choices that we make. Some, however, are crucial. And so what do we do in the light of all these things that are happening around us, some that are within our control, some that are out of our control? Micah chapter 6 and verse 8, a very profound verse. I've used this numerous times over my life and my ministry and sharing messages. And Micah chapter 6 and verse 8 has a very profound equation, if I could put it that way. And he has shown thee, says the verse, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you? Do justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with thy God. So put it in reference and context. Life is made up of choices. We have the choice to love mercy, to do what is good, and to walk humbly with our God. And so in that process, we either glorify God or we horrify Him based on the way we live our lives that is against the tenets of Scripture. So no grudge whatsoever, just simply grace. And life does not have to be dull and gloomy. Life can be full of devotion and dependence, devoid even of depression. It's so easy when you're young to live like you are going to live forever because you feel indestructible. But we've all been there, and one day we'll be on the other side too. Don't laugh at an old person. You'll become one sooner than you can imagine. I remember very clearly, now almost 58 and pending, I realized that I used to think I'd never grow old, and then when I look back at life, it's just one blink, and then you are where you never thought you would be. What are we to do with the shadow of old age in our lives? Yes, He has shown thee, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of thee? To do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God. All that makes sense, but where are you right now in this scheme of things? How do you live in the shadow of old age? You live under the sunshine, or live under the care of the Son, whose name is Jesus. And I want to take a text tonight, and some way in this few moments that we have, under 15 minutes, and share with you a message from Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 1 to 5, a profound and brilliant text. Remember your Creator in the days of your youth, before the days of trouble come and the years approach when you say, I have no pleasure in them. So there are five verses, and I want to just read that one. Remember your Creator in the days of your youth. Very powerful words with the five verses. Don't let the excitement of youth cause you to forget your Creator. We are living in times right now where young people find themselves at the crossroads, and there are crosshairs. They're not sure which way to go, what to do. They're not even sure if they can make it happen into old age. And so don't let the excitement cause you to forget your Creator. Before the days of trouble come and the years approach when you will say, I find no pleasure in them. I can assure every young person that inside every, I'm going to use a boy, inside every little boy is a nice and naughty man waiting to live. Inside every nice boy is a naughty man waiting to live. Inside every naughty man, a nice boy once lived. Catch him before the world has him caught. If you school him, you tool him, you get to destroy the fool in him. And so the key message as we begin chapter 12 is to honor the Creator early in life, not only when it's time to die. And there are so many people that do and live flippant lives and do all that they can do to make the world a fun parade or a fancy dress parade. They live more for the wills and fancies rather than live for their faith and doing the will of God. And so this key message in this year is that you are to honor the Creator. When we are indestructible, it's easy to forget we need our Creator. And that's what young people think they are. King Solomon's trust throughout Ecclesiastes. Remember, he talked in chapter 3, there's a time and a season for every activity under heaven, a time to be born, a time to die. And so he gives us some very powerful words as how we are. But one of the underlying factors or the underlying statements is that life is vanity. Everything is meaningless. And Ecclesiastes is testing what life is like without God. And there are many people that have attempted to live their lives without the Almighty God and Creator. It's one of the reasons Ecclesiastes can be so frustrating to digest at times, especially what we call good. God says vanity or absolutely meaningless. And so we sometimes don't even understand where and how. And Solomon is challenging us to live lives wrapped up in the one and only who's able to give our aging meaning. And as we grow older, every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before. My life, rock of ages, pray for me, let me hide myself in thee. This Creator, just like we must care for our bodies and establish healthy patterns of eating and exercise while we are young, so also we must care for our spiritual bodies by establishing healthy patterns of worship with the Lord. I asked somebody who convenes in a church service a question. So what is praise and worship? Is it worship a few slow songs and praise a few fast songs? And I think that's where the mistake we made. Praise and worship is a lifestyle. Songs is just a bonus added benefit to that. It's so easy to squander our vitality on that which does not matter. Then when we are older, we possess nothing but the bitterness of hating our present and idolizing our past. So I don't know who I'm speaking to today, a young person or an old person. Maybe you're listening as a family tonight. But when we set a pattern of healthy spiritual growth and self-care, our old age greets us with a reminder that not only are we closer to home, but that our lives are still of great significance. There's a second set in place. It doesn't matter how old you are. Age, I've given a definition for age. Age is two things, a good excuse or a great expression. I have a 92-year-old father and friend preaching as senior pastor, just took on a church, sounded like an interim, Jim Haggard, preaching right now in Arizona. And he, from Texas, but preaching now in Arizona, 92, went back home to the place where he was a big man, but preaching the gospel because he serves a big God. And I can tell you right now, God is using him in a mighty and special way. And he said to me, Brian, I'm done when I am done. And so, true success is not afraid of having a successor and implementing succession plans and processes while living this leadership. And so let me say to you, remember that Creator, the days of thy youth. Yes, we need young people to come on board, but the older people have to live a life that is pleasing to God so that younger people will want to live like them. And so together we bring people on board. What we need in this dispensation, I want to say this, that we need to older people remember how we can help younger people follow the footsteps of the King and do those things that please God and God alone. Now, we cannot change the chronology, but we can change the psychology as the biology goes through its own summers and winters. Yes, we're getting old, and that's what Solomon is reiterating. We're getting old, but we're not cold as yet. But when the death dew lies cold on my brow, if ever I love thee, my Jesus, 'tis now. And until that time, I want you to serve the Master from dawn till setting sun. Let us labor for the Master. Let us do just that. Let us do everything we can do to please him and praise his holy name. Go look for more wood. Keep the fire burning, even though you cannot stop. In some areas and places where you live, I'm fortunate I don't live where there's snow. But where there's snow still falling, and you can stop the fire from burning. The future is going to be hot or cold based on how many logs you've kept for the fire throughout those winters and those cold nights. Just maybe some of you listening tonight are close to going home. And let me tell you, God is no respecter of persons. Nobody knows who'll go first. Nobody knows who'll go last. But the room will always empty. The furniture will remain, but the people will go. The future is before us. We must acknowledge an aging body is part of life, but an aging attitude is entirely up to us. How we live for God, how we do those things is absolutely imperative as we please and praise His name. Don't leave the young people out. Show them that the gospel is for them too. And one of the things I share often is on succession leadership, how we can make space for the younger generation so that they too can learn the precepts and principles and practices as they live for God like our parents and grandparents also did. See, at 50, there are things my body can't do as if it did in its 20s. Growing old is not fun, but it is part and parcel of the deal. We go back to chapter 11. And it draws to the end of that admonition was to follow your heart, but do not forsake the Almighty. Youth was exalted as the expression of energy and ecstasy, yet despite the license to rejoice and enjoy youth and live life to the hilt, there is a warning not to tilt. Some of you listening, remember the pinball machine? Shake, but be careful you don't tilt it, for if you do, the light stays on, but the game is over. As you rejoice, remember that to keep in mind that someday you too must account to God for everything you did, good or bad. So remember your Creator in the days of your youth. Now as we are winding down, but the wind is still blowing with wisdom and honor to our God. Age can be something as we close. It can be a cage or a stage. And as we grow older, our bodies start to change, and the fight between the fountain of youth and the mountain of old age intensifies without a shadow of a doubt, but a showdown of disease and death. I want to tell you something. You can reverse some of the illnesses that you have in your body. And I want to offer some advice to those who think they are young and those who refuse to look old. It's time to feel younger as we get older and refute some of the myths and some things that can only be done by certain age categories. It's time to praise the Lord. It's time to live for God. It's time to honor Him with all that He has placed within you and before you. We must all make the most of our time as we age. The time will pass us by and so very quick that you will forget as you try to remember when it did pass. As we come to conclude, start doing something new. Recreate your role and remove the I cannot stand that mentality with I cannot go on without doing that which pleases God. So, let me say to you, wisdom provides greater assets than power. Never forget that wise and powerful truth. Chapter 12 concludes, or has three things in it. It has a command, a collection, and a conclusion. So, growing old is inevitable. Growing up is optional. And while going cold is unconditional, and no matter how comfortable, death is coming to get you. How would you live your life? If you have to fix up something, fix it up today. Remember thy Creator in the days of thy youth. Like I said, dying is a part and parcel of life. When the Maker is recalling His product, there is nothing you can do but make your way home. And so I trust and pray that whatever you're facing in your life today, God will give you your heart's desire that you might live for Him. Let's pray together. Father, we thank you for your loving kindness that's much better than life. For those that are listening to this radio station tonight, I pray as we just had a glimpse of chapter 12 of Ecclesiastes and a little bit of a reflection of chapter 11, I pray that they would read and understand your word. I pray your blessing will be upon us, that may we do for you what we cannot do for yourself. In Jesus' name we pray tonight.